Chapter 6. Lucy the Vampire. Arthur wrote to Mina and Jonathan to tell them about Lucy's death and to invite them to the funeral. After the funeral, Professor Van Helsing went to visit Mina to ask for her help. The professor was still trying to discover the cause of Lucy's death. He wanted to talk to Mina about her time with Lucy in Whitby. Mina told the professor about Lucy's sleepwalking, about the strange bat, and about the night in the churchyard.
"Thank you, madam. This is very interesting," said Professor Van Helsing. "And please tell me, how is your husband?" he went on.
"He was much better, thank you," said Mina. "But he had a shock in London last week. He saw someone there, and it reminded him of something terrible. He cannot remember what."
Then Mina told the professor all about Jonathan's journey to Transylvania, and she showed him the diary. The professor read it with great excitement.
"It seems so strange, and yet I'm sure it is true," he said.
Professor Van Helsing began to think there was a connection between Lucy's death and the mysterious Count Dracula. Several days after Lucy's funeral, stories began to appear in the newspapers about small children who disappeared from a large park in London during the evening. When the children were found the next morning, they were very weak and pale. They all had two small marks on the neck, and they all talked about a beautiful lady who took them away. After his visit to Mina Harker, Van Helsing was sure that Lucy was now a vampire, and that she was the beautiful lady in the park. He took his friend, John Seward, to the cemetery where Lucy was buried. Dr. Seward did not believe his friend's theory. They waited until night and then opened her tomb with a key. Van Helsing slowly lifted the lid of Lucy's coffin to look inside. It was empty. Dr. Seward was shocked.
"Where is the body?" he demanded. "Come and wait outside with me and you will see," said the professor.
They went outside again and locked the tomb. 2 hours later, they saw Lucy walking across the cemetery. She was wearing a white dress and holding a child. When she saw them, she threw the child down under a tree and disappeared towards her tomb. The professor picked up the child and the two doctors examined its neck.
"But there are no marks," Dr. Seward said.
"We arrived in time," replied the professor. "We must come back again tomorrow. I must see the coffin in the daytime."
The next afternoon, they returned to the cemetery, entered Lucy's tomb, and again opened her coffin. Dr. Seward's mouth fell open in horror. Lucy lay in her coffin. Her teeth were long and sharp, and her face was filled with colour. She did not look like a dead person. Van Helsing turned to Seward.
"It is as I thought," he said. "This sweet girl is now a vampire."
"I do not want to believe it," Seward replied, "but it appears to be true. You must be right."
Van Helsing decided that Arthur Holmwood had to kill the vampire, Lucy, so that the real Lucy could rest in peace. The following night, Van Helsing, Seward, and Seward's friend Quincy Morris took Arthur to the cemetery. They opened the tomb to show Arthur that Lucy was not in her coffin. Arthur was shocked. Then the men went outside and waited until after midnight. Once again they saw Lucy coming up the path with a child in her arms. This time blood was dripping from her lips and chin, and spots of it fell onto her white dress. When she saw Arthur, she threw down the child and called to him in a sweet voice,
"Come to me, Arthur. Leave these people and come to me."
Arthur could not resist Lucy's voice, and he began to walk towards her. Van Helsing reacted quickly and held up a small gold cross in front of Lucy. Lucy made a horrible face and ran past Arthur towards her tomb.
"Oh, this is shocking," cried Arthur with his head in his hands.
At that moment, Lucy slipped inside the tomb through a crack around the closed door. Van Helsing took out some host from the communion service and used it to seal the crack.
"This will keep the vampire inside the tomb," he said. "We will return in the morning and kill it so that Lucy can rest in peace."
Then they rescued the child and left the cemetery. In the morning, the four men dressed in black clothes and returned to Lucy's tomb. They brought a long stake, a hammer, sharp knives, and garlic. All the men were very solemn when they opened Lucy's coffin. Lucy lay with blood on her mouth and on her dress. Van Helsing and Seward said the prayers for the dead while Arthur put the stake over Lucy's heart and hammered it in. The vampire in the coffin twisted and screamed, then lay still. Everyone was surprised to see the look of peace that appeared on Lucy's face. Arthur gave her one last kiss and left the tomb. Seward and Van Helsing cut off Lucy's head and put garlic in her mouth to keep vampires away, then sealed the tomb again and left. Finally, Lucy could rest in peace. As they walked from the tomb, the professor said to the others,
"We have done part of our work, but the most difficult part remains. Now we have to find Count Dracula, the cause of all this tragedy, and stop him."